知行如旅。Listen and share.
Worst 3 years of my life.我这辈子最可怕的三年，My haunting started in October of 1998, and the ordeal only ended when I moved out to go to college in 2000. When my family of four, mom, dad, my 13-year-old sister AJ, and I first moved to Heber City, Utah from Salt Lake, we stayed in my grandma's house while we tried to find a home of our own. When a local Italian couple,had an angry divorce. The bitter wife sold us their house for cheap. We assumed it was out of revenge. It might have been for other reasons, though. When we moved in, we found out everyone called it the Mafia House, because the couple who had moved out had been involved in some very shady dealings with the Las Vegas Mafia. And a guy I knew who worked at the husband's restaurant in town,confided in me that he once bragged to him about having killed a man and gotten away with it back in Italy. The week before we moved in, I had a nightmare every night for 3 days, where I would be sleeping in the basement bedroom I'd picked and something bad would happen. Either rats or a black fog or something ominous. I told my mom, but she laughed it off.那段一直萦绕我心怀的记忆，开始于1998年的10月，一直到我2000年离开家搬去学校住后，这段痛苦的回忆才结束。那时候，我家一共四个人，爸爸妈妈，我13岁的妹妹 AJ 和我，刚从盐湖城搬到犹他州的 Heber 城。那会儿，我们一方面住在我奶奶家，另一方面也尽量想在外面找房子自己住。当时倒也正好有一对意大利的夫妇在闹离婚，怀恨在心的妻子以很低廉的价格就把他们的房子卖给了我们，虽然或许还有一些别的原因，可我们却觉得可能只是妻子想报复丈夫罢了。等搬进邢家后，我们发现每个人都管这个房子叫做黑手党之家，因为之前住的那对夫妇和拉斯维加斯的黑手党有些不可告人的交易，而且我认识的一个人在那个丈夫的餐馆工作过的人告诉我说，那个丈夫曾经向他吹嘘自己在意大利的时候杀过人，可后来照样能逍遥法外。我们搬进新家前的一个星期，我曾连续3天晚上都做噩梦，我梦见我的卧室在地下室，我挖呀挖呀就会碰到很可怕的东西，比如老鼠啊、黑青蛙，或者是一些不吉利的东西。我和妈妈说了，可她却只是一笑了之。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。 My haunting started in October of 1998, and the ordeal only ended when I moved out to go to college in 2000.
那段一直萦绕我心怀的记忆，开始于1998年的10月，一直到我2000年离开家搬去学校住后，这段痛苦的回忆才结束。
When my family of four, mom, dad, my 13-year-old sister AJ, and I,
那时候我家一共四个人，爸爸妈妈，我13岁的妹妹 AJ 和我
first moved to Heber City, Utah from Salt Lake,We stayed in my grandma's house while we tried to find a home of our own.
刚从盐湖城搬到犹他州的 Heber 城。那会儿我们一方面住在我奶奶家，另一方面也尽量想在外面找房子自己住。
when a local Italian couple had an angry divorce. The bitter wife sold us their house for cheap.
当时道爷正好有一对意大利的夫妇在闹离婚，怀恨在心的妻子以很低廉的价格就把他们的房子卖给了我们。
We assume it was out of revenge. It might have been for other reasons though.
虽然或许还有一些别的原因，可我们却觉得可能只是妻子想报复丈夫罢了。
When we moved in, we found out everyone called it the Mafia House.
等搬进新家后，我们发现每个人都管这个房子叫做黑手党之家。
Because the couple who had moved out had been involved in some very shady dealings with the Las Vegas Mafia.
因为之前住的那对夫妇和拉斯维加斯的黑手党有些不可告人的交易。
And a guy I knew who worked at the husband's restaurant in town confided in me that he once bragged to him about having killed a man and gotten away with it back in Italy.
而且我认识的一个人在那个丈夫的餐馆工作过的人告诉我说，那个丈夫曾经向他吹嘘自己在意大利的时候杀过人，可后来照样能逍遥法外。
The week before we moved in, I had a nightmare every night for 3 days.
我们搬进新家前的一个星期，我曾连续三天晚上都做噩梦。
Where I would be sleeping in the basement bedroom, I'd picked and something bad would happen. Either rats or black fog or something ominous.
我梦见我的卧室在地下室，我挖呀挖呀就会碰到很可怕的东西，比如老鼠啊、黑青蛙，或者是一些不吉利的东西。
I told my mom, but she laughed it off.
我和妈妈说了，可她却只是一笑了之。讲解一下相关的语言点。
It might have done, could, might, may, must 都可以与 have done 搭配。Must have done 表示过去某事的肯定猜测，
意思是过去肯定做了某事。
May might have done 表示过去可能做了某事。
Maybe might 表示的可能性稍大一些。
Could have done 表示推测，
一般用在否定句和疑问句当中，表示不相信或者怀疑的态度。总体来讲，就表示动作发生的可能性程度而言， must 最大， could 其次， may 更次之， might 最小。
Mafia 黑手党起源于意大利的黑社会组织。 Get away 逃脱。
此外，俚语中有个常用的短语 at large，意思是逍遥法外，
例如 The escaped criminal is still at large.
逃走的罪犯仍然逍遥法外。
Every night for 3 days.
连续三天晚上。书面语中我们可以用 consecutive 与数字连用来表达连续几天的意思，
例如 It has rained for 4 consecutive days.
连续下了4天的雨。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
My haunting started in October of 1998, and the ordeal only ended when I moved out to go to college in 2000. When my family of four, mom, dad, my 13-year-old sister AJ, and I first moved to Heber City, Utah from Salt Lake, we stayed in my grandma's houseWhile we tried to find a home of our own. When a local Italian couple had an angry divorce, the bitter wife sold us their house for cheap. We assume it was out of revenge. It might have been for other reasons though. When we moved in, we found out everyone called it the Mafia House. Because the couple who had moved out had been involved in some very shady dealings with the Las Vegas Mafia.And a guy I knew who worked at the husband's restaurant in town confided in me that he once bragged to him about having killed a man and gotten away with it back in Italy. The week before we moved in, I had a nightmare every night for 3 days, where I would be sleeping in a basement bedroom I'd picked and something bad would happen. Either rats or a black fox or something ominous. I told my mom, but she laughed it off.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不等于不识韩。